Chapter 2, Section 1, pages 28 through 35. The First Americans. Prehistory through 1600. Thousands of years ago, hunters from Asia followed herds of wild animals to the Americas. As the hunters gradually spread through North America and South America, they developed a variety of cultures. The economic activities, religious beliefs, and societies of those first Americans reflected the environments in which they lived, from the icy north to the dry desert of the southwest. Farther south, in Mexico and Central and South America, several great civilizations arose. The world of these first Americans changed dramatically after Europeans reached American shores. At the same time, aspects of Native American culture spread to other parts of the globe. Why study history? European settlers adapted many Native American customs. These included sports such as lacrosse. Today, as in the past, sports play a role in society that goes far beyond just having fun. To focus on this connection, see this chapter's Why Study History feature. Sports are important in our culture. Page 30. Early People and Cultures. In this section, we will explore the following questions. Where did the first Americans come from? How do archaeologists learn about the past? How did early people adapt to the desert southwest? We will also define the following words: glacier, artifact, archaeology, culture, adobe, pueblo, and drought. You should also be able to identify Native American, Mound Builder, Hohokam, and Anasazi. Setting the scene. Crouched low, the small band of hunters crept slowly forward. Ahead, a herd of bison grazed at the edge of a swamp. At a signal, the hunters leapt up, shouting loudly. The startled herd stampeded into the swamp. As the bison struggled into the deep mud, the hunters hurled their spears. Scenes much like this one took place on the Great Plains more than 10,000 years ago. Tracking herds of bison, or woolly mammoths, skillful hunters were among the first people to settle the Americas. Over many thousands of years, their descendants spread out across two continents. In the process, they developed many different ways of life. The first Americans migrate from Asia. Like other early people, the first Americans left no written records to tell us where they came from or when they arrived. However, scientists have found evidence to suggest that the first people reached the Americas sometime during the first ice age. The last ice age. According to geologists, the Earth has gone through four ice ages. The last one took place between 100,000 and 10,000 years ago. During the last ice age, thick sheets of ice, called glaciers, spread out from the Arctic regions. Almost one-third of the Earth was buried under these sheets of ice. In North America, glaciers stretched across Canada and reached as far as south as Kentucky. As they moved, glaciers changed the lands they covered. They pushed soil, rocks, and huge boulders across the land. They created islands such as Long Island, New York, as well as Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, off the coast of Massachusetts. Water from melting glaciers drained into channels, creating rivers such as the Missouri. Crossing the land bridge. Because glaciers locked up water from the oceans, sea levels fell. As a result, land that had been underwater was uncovered. In the far north, a land bridge joined Serbia in the northeastern Asia to Alaska in North America. Today, this land bridge is under the Bering Strait. Scientists think that the first Americans were probably hunters. Traveling in small bands, they followed herds of woolly mammoth, bison, and other game across the land bridge. Some groups may have wandered along the southern coast of the land bridge, catching fish and sea mammals. Experts state the arrival of these first Americans anywhere from 30,000 to 15,000 years ago. Once they reached the Americas, The continuing search for better hunting grounds led the newcomers across the land. Over thousands of years, they spread out across North America, Central America, and South America, adapting to new conditions. About 12,000 years ago, the Ice Age ended. Temperatures rose around the globe, glaciers melted, and the ocean once more covered the land bridge. At about the same time, the woolly mammoths and mastodons died out. The people of the Americas adapted to the new conditions. They hunted smaller animals, gathered wild berries and grains, and caught fish. Then, about 5,000 years ago, some people learned to grow crops such as corn, beans, and squash. Farming changed those people's lives. People who farmed no longer had to move constantly in search of food. Instead, they built the first permanent villages in the Americas. As farming method improved, villagers produced more food. In turn, the increased food supply allowed populations to grow. Studying the first Americans. Today, experts in many fields are working to develop a clearer picture of the first Americans. Some are studying the remains of ancient people of the Northwest Asia. They hope to learn how these Asian people might be related to the first Americans. Other experts are analyzing the languages of Native American groups today. Native Americans are the descendants of the first people to reach the Americas thousands of years ago. Through the study of Native American languages, scholars are trying to trace how these people spread out across the Americas. Still other scholars are examining stone tools, weapons, baskets, and carvings found around the Americas. Objects such as these made by humans are called artifacts. Artifacts are the building blocks of archaeology, the study of evidence left by early people in order to find out about how their way of life. Artifacts provide valuable clues. By studying artifacts, archaeologists can learn more about the people who made them. A finely carved arrowhead suggests that a people knew how to make weapons and hunt. Woven plant fibers suggest that they were skilled basket makers. Each object can provide valuable information. At the same time, each new find raises questions such as, when was it made and who made it? In laboratories, experts use technology to analyze new finds. By testing the level of carbon in a piece of pottery or bone, they can date it to within a few hundred years. They might study kernels of ancient corn through a microscope to find out about the climate in which they grew. They might compare clay pots from different areas to find out about the people who made them. Forming theories about ancient cultures. From artifacts and other evidence, archaeologists form theories about the cultures of ancient people. A culture is the entire way of life that a people has developed. It includes their homes, clothing, economy, arts, and government. It also includes the customs, ideas, beliefs, and skills that they pass on from generation to generation. Often, very little evidence survives about an ancient people. Sometimes, archaeologists find evidence in an unexpected place, though through sheer luck. A flood might wash away a riverbank and uncover ancient bones. A bulldozer clearing land might dig up a buried campsite. Each new find or new method of studying ancient artifacts helps to fill in the study of early Americans. In their search for evidence about the past, archaeologists often dig up ancient sites. In recent years, however, they have grown more aware of the need to respect Native American landmarks and traditions. Government officials, too, have become more respectful of Native American concerns. Some laws have been passed to protect Native American burial grounds. The Mound Builders. Among the artifacts that archaeologists have found in North America are thousands of earthen mounds. The mounds are scattered across a region stretching from the Appalachian Mountains to the Mississippi Valley and from Wisconsin to Florida. Scholars call the people who built these earthworks mound builders. The mound builders lived at various times from about 3,000 years ago until the 1700s. The two main groups were the Hopewells and the Mississippians. Purpose of the mounds. The mounds served different purposes. The first mounds were burial grounds, probably for important leaders. Inside the mounds, archaeologists have found carved pipes, stone sculptures, and copper weapons, tools, and ornaments. They have also found shells from the Gulf of Mexico and turquoise from the southwest. This evidence shows that the mound builders traded with people from other parts of North America. Some mounds were used for religious ceremonies. They are shaped like pyramids, with flat tops. On the flat surfaces, the people built temples and homes for the ruling class. More than 2,000 years ago, Hopewell builders creating the twisting Great Serpent Mound in present-day Ohio. From above, it looks like a snake with a coiled tail. The meaning of this and other animal-shaped mounds remains a mystery. Monk's Mound. Sometime between 700 and 1500, the Mississippians built a large city at Cahokia, in present-day Illinois. As many as 30,000 people may have lived there at one time. Over the years, Cahokians moved tons of soil, basket load by basket load, to build Monk's Mound. This vast platform mound covers 16 acres, equal to 14.5 football fields. Hundreds of other smaller mounds stand nearby. The Mississippians built a wooden fence around Cahokia. Beyond this fence, they placed circles of evenly spaced posts. Some archaeologists think the posts served as a kind of calendar. From the top of Monk's Mound, rulers could see the shadows cast by the posts. Shorter shadows announced the coming of spring. Longer ones showed that autumn was near. To farming people like the Mississippians, knowing when to plant and when to harvest crops was important. Early cultures of the Southwest. Through careful study, archaeologists have also learned much about the early people of the American Southwest. This desert region may seem like a poor place to farm. Annual rainfall is only 5 to 10 inches. In the daytime, temperatures can soar above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Cactus and sagebrush cover the desert floor. Still, at least 3,000 years ago, people in the Southwest learned to grow crops such as corn. In time, several major farming societies, including the Hohokams and Anasazis, made their homes there. The Hohokams lived in present-day southern Arizona. About 2,000 years ago, they developed ways to turn the dry desert into fertile farmland. They dug a vast system of irrigation ditches to bring water to dry land. The irrigation ditches channeled water from the Salt and Gila rivers into fields that then produced corn, squash, and beans. In the late 1800s, archaeologists began to study thousands of abandoned buildings that dotted the Southwest. Most were built between 750 and 1300. Who built these structures? Archaeologists asked the Navajos, the Native Americans who live in the region today. The Navajos replied that the mounds were built by the Anasazis. In Navajo language, Anasazi means ancient one. Anasazi Pueblos. As the Hohokams did, the Anasazis farmed the desert by using irrigation. The Anasazis built large, multi-storied houses. Walls were made of stone and sun-dried bricks, called adobe. When the Spanish explored the Southwest in the early 1500s, they called these houses pueblos, or villages. Similar in some ways to modern apartment buildings, pueblos could shelter hundreds of families. At Pueblo Bonito, in New Mexico's Chaco Canyon, a giant house was home to 1,000 people. Its 800 rooms are tiny, but the Anasazis spent much of their time in sunny outdoor courtyards. The house has no stairs or hallways. To reach rooms on the upper floors, people climbed stepladders. To reach rooms on the upper floors, people climbed steep ladders. Cliff dwellings. Sometime between 1,000 and 800 years ago, some Anasazis sought protection from warlike neighbors. To make their villages harder to attack, they built adobe houses along the cliffs that dotted the region. The toeholds cut into the rock let the Anasazis climb up and down the cliff walls. On top of the cliffs, they planted corn and other crops. a network of roads connected Anasazi villages. Along these roads, traded cotton sandals made from yucca leaves and blankets woven from turkey feathers. Some Anasazi traders headed into present-day Mexico to trade with people there. In the late 1200s, the Anasazis abandoned most of their villages. Archaeologists think that a drought or long dry spell hit the region. One legend speaks of such a disaster. Snow ceased in the north and the west. Rain ceased in the south and the east. The mists of the mountains above were drunk up. The waters of the valleys below were dried up. Our ancients who dwelt in the cliffs fled, when the rain stopped long, long ago. Later, some of the Anasazis may have gone back to their homes. Most, however, became part of their other cultures. Today, descendants of these early people preserve traditions of the ancient Anasazi culture.